Hello, it's Tuesday, the 21st of March, and this is Need to Know, your weekly investment podcast exclusive to Coutts. I'm Sarah Muir, and for a bonus budget episode, I'm joined by Irene Wolstenholm from Coutts Wealth Structuring. Irene, in light of recent events, we may be forgiven for have forgotten all about last week's budget, but it was an important one, wasn't it? So what are the three things we need to know?
Yes, there's quite a few things that seem to have tried to overtake this budget, but as you say, it was quite important. And the three things I think we are particularly needing to know, focusing on, are pensions, business taxes, and what I would term as fiscal drag.
Brilliant. OK, well, let's kick off with probably the biggest one. This was the headline announcement, wasn't it? And that was to do with pensions. Just bring us up to speed with what we need to know about that.
Yes, this was one of the biggest ones because it was very much positioned as making sure that older people could stay into the workforce a bit longer, particularly, as you know, from the NHS workers. And so what the Chancellor did was to say that the annual allowance, which is the maximum you can put into a pension to get income tax relief in a tax year, is going to be raised from £40,000 to £60,000 from next tax year. So that's great and will certainly help particularly yeah. those who are at the upper end of the pensions contributors, should we say. And that will help them a lot. Now, there are also a couple of other things in that way that were raised. So after you have income of more than £260,000, the amount that you can put into a pension gets tapered down. Now they've put that up to £260,000. It was £240,000. It's going up to £260,000. Mm. And the very lowest amount of allowance you can have to put into a pension is going to rise from £4,000 to £10,000. Right, so that again will help people at the top end of the earning scale to be able to continue to contribute to their pension. Some people have also have already started their pensions but are wanting to top those up or to put more into them. This is called the money purchase annual allowance, and that's going up from £4,000 to £10,000. So again, it's giving a little bit more flexibility to put things into pensions.
Yeah. So and there was a big change to the lifetime allowance as well,
yes,
wasn't there?
Yes, so this was the other thing, yes. So it's not just what you can put in, but it's also the lifetime allowance. So that currently is £1,073,100. That is going to be, well, basically that's going to be abolished. It's technically over 2 years, but basically it'll be from next tax year. Now that's absolutely fantastic, but they are going to keep the maximum lump sum you can take tax free from your pension at 25% of the current lifetime allowance. So the maximum lump sum you're going to be able to take is £268,000, just over.
So when that lifetime allowance increases, the maximum lump sum is going to stay the same as it is now. That's not
Absolutely.
Going to increase in line
right
with that.
There, yes.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Now,
anything else?
One thing people were often asking is, well, look, I've got fixed protection or enhanced protection. That means that in the past, I had a very much bigger pension pot. When they put those lifetime allowances, they reduced them. I wrote to HMRC and applied for protection to say, I have got a higher pot already. Please do not penalise me for the fact that I've already got this higher amount. So that was called fixed protection or enhanced protection, depending on the particular scheme. Now, actually, the government say that these protections will stay. So you will be able to continue to have those. And that is particularly important because that lump sum that we'll be able to take out is going to be 25% of your fixed amount. So it could be rather higher.
Right.
So that will be very useful to some people.
Okay. And any changes as far as inheritance tax goes and use of pensions?
Oh, no, that's an interesting one, of course. So the background to this is that in certain cases, your pension can be passed on to your to your beneficiaries on death free of inheritance tax. And at the moment, there has been no mention of that whatsoever. So it seems that if you have a large pension that you don't need to draw down on, you may well be able to pass that on to your beneficiaries. We'll have to see whether there are any changes to that as things go forward.
Okay. And I guess the key thing here is, I mean, this is obviously, I mean, Need to Know is a broad political church, as Alan always says.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a Conservative government introducing this. Could these changes be reversed if Labour win the next election? Is that something they've said they do?
So, yes, and this is absolutely one of the things you always have to think about in tax terms, that things can and almost certainly will change. Labour did say almost immediately the Chancellor sat down that if they get into power, they will reverse all of these changes. We really don't have any more detail on that. So it is very much up to you as to how you think about that, whether you want to take advantage now or whether you actually think, well, if it's all going to be changed, what's the point? But that is something to be borne in mind.
Yeah, that's an important one. OK, well, that's pensions. Now, what about business taxes? I mean, these were fairly well signposted, weren't they, as some of the changes to business taxes?
Absolutely, yes, these were. Now, for some time, we've known that the corporation tax rates are going to increase from next month from 19% to 25%. That's basically for profits over £250,000, but still it'll be many companies will be paying corporation tax at 25%. There was in some parts of the press an idea that maybe they wouldn't put it up quite that much, but there was no changes at all to that.
Yeah.
There were some things that have come through. One is something called full expensing of plants and machinery. That's quite an American term, really. We tend to call it capital allowances here. Basically, what that means is if you go and buy a piece of plant that qualifies, so for example, you go and buy a forklift truck or something for your factory, then you can write off the whole of that cost of that forklift truck against your profits in the year that you buy it. Whereas otherwise you would have to do it over a number of years because your forklift truck hopefully will be lasting for several years. So you can do it in the year that you buy it. That's, it's basically a cash flow thing, and it does help with cash flow tax.
And this is not really new, is it? I mean, this is just a kind of replacement of something that was already in place, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes. So although it sounds fantastic, basically what it was is a bit of a replacement of what they called the super deduction that came in the earlier days of the COVID pandemic and was going to expire at the end of this month anyway. It's a good thing, but it's nothing particularly new.
Yeah. And any other incentives for businesses?
Well, the big other one was to do with research and development. Now, this gets really, really complicated, partly because there has been a certain amount of advantage taken in previous R&D incentives, and so the government are really rather careful about it. It's particularly going to help those companies that call themselves research and development intensive, where sort of more than 40% of their spend is on R&D, and it will particularly help those that are loss-making and just sort of help those along a bit. But I think there we're talking about sort of life sciences, tech, that sort of company probably.
Yeah. And then last, then we've got, I believe, some regional incentives as well, haven't we?
Yes. So these were mainly for various sort of areas, mostly in the north of England. There are going to be some also announced in the other provinces of the United Kingdom. And these will be sort of things that will help people to invest in these sort of areas. So if you're in that sort of area, I imagine you'll be wanting to look into that in considerable detail.
Absolutely. Okay, and then that brings us to the last sort of need to know as far as the budget is concerned: fiscal drag. Explain what you mean by that and just give us some examples then of what in this budget perhaps comes under that heading.
Yes, so by fiscal drag we basically mean that things like allowances, which would previously have been uprated by inflation, have been frozen, which means that as maybe your salary does go up by inflation, you find that more of it gets taxed and that more of it is maybe in a higher rate band. So basically what it is saying is we're not going to put up the headline rate of tax at all,
right,
but we are going to freeze all of those allowances, which will mean that many people are paying a lot more tax. So the sorts of ones, actually most of these had been pre-announced, but in this budget it was confirmed that the saving starting rate is £5,000. Previously, though, they'd talked about the personal allowance being frozen at £12,570. So it's been that for a couple of years now. Also, the inheritance tax nil rate band stays frozen. That's £325,000. That's been all the best part of 20 years, I think, has been that's been the sort of amount. Things that actually have not only just been frozen, actually, if anything, have been reduced, which will mean you pay more tax, is something called the dividend nil rate band. So what happens there is that the first £2,000 of dividends are not taxable.
Yeah.
Except for next year, it will be the first £1,000 of dividend, and the year after, it should just be the first £500 of dividends being not taxable. So that obviously will collect more tax. And similarly with capital gains tax. At the moment, there's an annual exemption of £12,300. So if you sell, a painting or some shares or something like that, the first £12,300 of gain is not taxable. From next year, that's going to be reduced to £6,000.
Yeah.
The year after, to £3,000. So that would mean a lot more people get dragged into paying capital gains tax.
Right. Okay. And then last, then we've got, I believe, we did get a change to the highest rate of tax, didn't we?
We did indeed. Now, again, this was in the budget that came through in the autumn, but it'll be hitting the people from this next tax year. Yeah. And that's basically saying that once your income passes £125,140, then the highest rate of tax, which is 45%, will kick in. So that is quite a bit extra for people on that slightly higher incomes.
Okay, so you seem to be giving with one hand and taking away with the other, perhaps in some elements. But I guess, I mean, we haven't seen the draft legislation yet. That's due to be published this week, isn't it? I mean, and that's going to be where all the detail is.
Absolutely, yes. I wouldn't expect anything majorly different from what I've said, but you do need to have a look at the detail before we take any sort of action on any of that sort of thing. So if you're looking at doing something because of what the Chancellor has said, you'll be well advised to go and talk to your tax advisor. Hopefully they will by then, or at least, give them a bit of a chance, but we'll have been able to go and and read the legislation drafts and see what we expect is going to happen. Of course, none of this actually will become law until it receives royal assent, which will be usually sort of end of June, beginning of July, that sort of time.
Yeah, okay. And then last but not least, obviously, we talked about sort of politics as far as the pensions is concerned. I mean, how many more budgets are we likely to get before the next general election, when at the moment, it's looking like we could see a Labour government? I mean, could we get perhaps a few more giveaways in sort of upcoming budgets?
It's quite possible. So at the moment, there seems to be a cycle of having some sort of financial fiscal statement in maybe October, November, and then the budget in March. Now, my understanding is that the very latest that an election can be is something like January 25. Mm. So, one would probably expect it to be sometime during 2024. So we're probably going to have some sort of financial statement in roughly October, November later this year, and then probably another budget about this time next year. That's probably the last before general elections. So we shall see what happens in those. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
Well, we'll definitely have to get you back on, Irene, to give us the need to know on the upcoming budgets. That's really, really fascinating. Thank you very much. Before I run through the key takeaways from today, a reminder that the views expressed in this podcast are not intended to constitute investment advice or even financial planning advice, are accurate at the time of recording and are subject to change. So we've got so the three key takeaways that we sort of decided on from last week's budget. Obviously, pensions was the big headline figure, the fact that the annual allowance is going up and the fact that the lifetime allowance is being abolished. And there's obviously a number of other sort of quite detailed sort of takeaways from that. Business tax, I mean, we knew this fairly well in advance that corporation tax was going up from 19 to 25%, but also some sort of interesting incentives there for companies that are very focused on research and development, plus some regional incentives, plus the extension by giving it another name of the sort of super deduction that came in during COVID and is now going to be called full expensing for sort of plant and machinery. And last but not least, what didn't change and which kind of constitutes fiscal drag, which are things like no changes to ISA allowance, and the fact that the personal allowance has been frozen and the inheritance tax nil rate band has been frozen, but the highest rate of tax has gone up to £125,140. As I say, thank you very much, Irene, for joining me today. Don't forget to check out the podcast page on coutts.com to access previous episodes, including Mondays when Alan and I discussed Credit Suisse, of course, US CPI and this week's central bank meetings. That's all for this week. See you next time for more Need to Know. Until then, bye for now.